Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we have a concert from the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series, which is presented on the second Thursday of each month at the Art Museum. The series presented and curated by Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, the executive director. And today we'll be listening to this month's concert by the Mark Seals Trio. Mark Seals is at the piano, joined by Jeff Johnson on bass and Steve Korn on drums. Mark Seals bridges the gap from earlier generations of jazz to the present. He played with many visiting jazz greats, Joe Henderson, Art Pepper, Benny Carter, Ernie Watts, Mark Murphy, Bobby Hutcherson, and with the late Don Lanfear, he performed from Seattle to London to Kobe, Japan, and he credits the basically bebop, post-bop sound of his playing to his mentors Don Lanfear and Floyd Standifer. Mark Seals is a winner of numerous Earshot Awards, Instrumentalist of the Year, the Acoustic Jazz Group of the Year, and the Jazz Hall of Fame. Mark is a professor of music at the University of Washington, where he has served as chair of the Jazz Studies Program, and teaches or has taught history of jazz, jazz piano, and improvisation, as well as leading various workshops and ensembles. Joined here by Jeff Johnson on bass and Steve Korn at the drums, here's Mark Seals at the piano playing a piece by Wayne Shorter called Plaza Real. Thank you. You're listening to the Mark Seals Trio in Concert from the Seattle Art Museum, a part of the Art of Jazz series. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Mark Seals.
A guy who was not very well known but was an influence for Jeff and me and Steve, I believe, too, was this keyboard player who worked with Frank Zappa, actually, and a bunch of people, George Duke. And George was also a great jazz player. He worked with Cannonball Adderley, and he was a very interesting guy. He wrote a lot of great tunes. So we're going to do one of his tunes called Someday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jeff Johnson on the bass. The theme song, one of the my theme songs is the blues and Giant Steps. We'll play Giant Steps later. It's also like Jeff and I grew up in the time when everybody had a break song before the set. So, you know, when I used to play with Don Lanfear, he'd do a thing, we'd be playing a tune, and as soon as it came to like, whatever it was supposed to, like, we're supposed to stop at 5:30. He'd go like, he'd look at his watch, and these guys would be playing, and he'd just go like, and I always thought, wow, that's kind of weird, but now I kind of like it. Anyway, we're gonna take a break. Thank you.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Mark Seals Trio, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series, which is coordinated by Earshot Jazz with the support of KPLU. I'm Jim Wilkie, and you're listening to Mark Seals at the piano, along with Jeff Johnson on bass. Steve Korn is the drummer. Upcoming in this series in January, Clarence Acock's Quartet, February, Industrial Revelation, the Tipton Saxophone Quartet in March, Chano Dominguez in April, and Michael Brockman Quartet in May. Good series coming up, second Thursday of each month. Back to the Seattle Art Museum now for the continuation of this concert with the Mark Seals Trio and a Cole Porter standard, I Love You.
Yeah. Another Don Lanfear one. Don used to, we played that all the time, really, really fast. And he'd also stop the band on a dime. He'd give you a dime change. Yeah. So a little Don reflection there, because I spent a long time working for him. He was one of my mentors. He was like a great facilitator for me. We all have to have those people. Anyway, we're going to do a tune of Jeff's that him and I played off and on for the last 20-something years, and we never get tired of it. It's a great, great tune called Machu Picchu. Thank you.
Machu Picchu, composition by bass player Jeff Johnson, played by the Mark Seals Trio in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next is a solo piece from Mark Seals as he begins this next set with an old spiritual, It's Me, O Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was I Can't Get Started, another tune. I used to play with Don a lot. Before that was a tune my mom turned me on to, and When I See My Mom, which is not that often. She's 91, and I have to play some tunes for her. So that's one of the ones, and it's called It's a Me, O Lord. And it's on, I did a bunch of solo piano concerts, and I played that on this series of spirituals piano concerts anyway. A couple of years ago, I think it was. We're going to do a Steve Swallow tune titled Falling Grace. Then we're going to play my other theme song. Unfortunately, we have to stop playing. But this tune is on my record called Jazz and Blues. And there's a lot of other cool tunes on there, but we didn't play that many of them tonight. But please come hear us again whenever you can. These guys are great. Jeff Johnson on the bass. The inimitable Jeff Johnson. The inimitable Steve Korn on the drums. The inimitable Jim Wilkie. Yeah, man. Yeah, we wouldn't be anywhere without Jim, man. He's our guy. I thank you all, Mark Seals. See you soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to a concert by the Mark Seals Trio. Mark Seals at the piano, along with Jeff Johnson on bass and Steve Korn on drums, wrapping up the concert with a couple of selections. Falling Grace, composition by jazz musician Steve Swallow, and Giant Steps by John Coltrane. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts. Thanks to Buddha for house sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, executive director, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Coming up in the Art of Jazz series, presented on the second Thursday of each month, Clarence Acock's Legacy Quartet in January, Industrial Revelation in February, the Tipton's Saxophone Quartet in March, Chano Dominguez in April, and Michael Brockman Quartet in May. Great series. Hope to see you there at future concerts. Before we leave you today, I'd like to tell you about a few things that are going on this afternoon around the area. There is a Shoro Music Open Jam at Cuth Buzzard Books in Greenwood. Steve Griggs Ensemble's playing Sound in Stone at the Green Lake Library. Ray Shelbred and the Yeti Chasers are playing at the Ballard Elks Lodge for the Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society in progress. Coming up tonight, the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble plays Noche Buena Christmas Celebration at Sugar Jazz in Renton at 6. Guitarist Michael Powers plays solo holiday music at Duke's Green Lake, also at 6. Tonight at 7:30, the New York Voices present their final night at Jazz Alley. There are jams at Cafe Racer, Daryl's Tavern, Bob Strickland's Jam at Anchor Pub in Everett. Many clubs will be closed for Christmas Eve and Christmas next week, but Pancho Sanchez will be opening next Saturday and playing through New Year's Eve at Jazz Alley. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays Sacred Music of Duke Ellington at Town Hall next Saturday night. Get out there and enjoy some live music. I'm Jim Wilkie, and thanks for listening today to Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9.